folks, welcome to the Quokka Rush Pod. Today I'm going to be talking about some of the comebacks from November. And let me tell you what a month November has been. We've got Stray Kids, Le Sserafim, aespa, even Sujin, which I never in a million years expected, but I am so excited about that. So anyways, without further ado, let us get straight into it. So first up, we have Stray Kids' La La La. Now, to be honest, I wasn't really sure about what the song would sound like, especially when they told us that the concept would be rock. So I wasn't really sure how that would coincide with Stray Kids' concept. But then the teaser came, and the teaser was really promising, but the thing was the song came out during the Diwali holidays, so I didn't really get time to actually listen to it until a few days ago. And when I did eventually listen to it, the first thing I thought was, this is true noise. Like, I see nowadays a lot of boy groups trying to make noise music, but I feel like no one in K-pop makes it as good as Stray Kids and ATEEZ. So the song is 10 out of 10. The overall mini album as well, 10 out of 10. And I feel like this was one of their best title tracks. And about the ATEEZ pirate concept thingy, I feel like it's a concept, and I don't think Stray Kids are thinking of making it their permanent concept as ATEEZ does. So I really don't think it is a big problem. Now next up we have Perfect Night by Le Sserafim. Now even if this wasn't an official comeback, it was just a special single with Overwatch, it's still a pretty darn good song. Like, the 80s vibes are top notch. The lyrics are amazing, especially I think since it's their first full English song. And I would say overall, it's amazing. And 10 out of 10. Le Sserafim will soon become my alts. Now next, we have Drama by aespa. Now this is probably my second comeback after like being an aespa stan, and I must say this is true quality aespa. And I knew in the beginning there was this thing when Girls came out, everyone said that they were making the same music again and again, but after that when they came back with Spicy almost a year later, I think, after that they've been serving nothing but bots. And I just love how diverse their music has gotten. But at the same time, they continue to preserve their musical identity. But overall, SM is truly giving their best songs to their artists. So overall, 9 out of 10. Now we have Miss So Sujin, who's back after what? 2 years? Now, for those of you who don't know, and there's probably a very few that don't, Sujin is the former G-IDLE member who got kicked out because of bullying accusations, which later turned out to be false. Of course, then the whole K-pop industry mourned the loss of such a great idol, and everyone hoped for her to have a solo debut. Now I didn't become a K-pop fan until 2022, so I found out about this stuff much later, and now I'm very excited for her solo debut, which is Agushi, which means lady in Korean. Now this song screams minimalism. It almost gives me flower vibes. But anyways, at first it was, I just have to say it. It was a kinda underwhelming, but now when you listen to it more, start to admire that minimalism, and it grows on you a lot, in fact. So overall, I give it an 8.5 out of 10. The ranking may increase because, as I said, it is growing on me very quickly. And also one more thing, we were robbed of performances for this song. Like, why did she come on Studio Choom but she didn't get an Mnet performance? Like, why? But anyways, let's focus on the good, and I'm very excited that she is back. So overall, the song gets an 8.5 out of 10. Now, the last song we're going to be talking about is Sweet Venom by ENHYPEN. This was actually released like a day or two ago from when I'm recording this, and I must say, this is the best ENHYPEN comeback, like, ever. Or maybe at least in the top three. I absolutely love this direction that they're going with, especially after Bite Me, which I have such a complicated relationship with. But I would say this song is absolutely perfect, 10 out of 10. So with that, this episode comes to an end. This month was a really good one for music. That's why you didn't see a single negative review. And thanks for watching. Please be sure to follow, favorite, or subscribe according to your listening platforms so you can get more episodes like this. If you're on Spotify, please be sure to follow, turn on notifications, and comment on the Q&A down below. If you're watching this on YouTube, please be sure to subscribe. It helps me out a ton. And thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time.